Bill Jepson's Cadillac at the Bloomington Playwrights Project is set in Shane Sinnall's richly designed and appointed offices of the Lindy Motors dealership. It's a lovely set with clocks that show the right time, a fax machine that works, an impressive desk with Rolodex, a pen and pencil set, a cup with a commemorative baseball, and a small American flag. Gerard Powells plays Howard, Lindy Motors' finance manager. Although he's been a salesman for years, now his primary function is closing the deals for others. Overall, the dealership is doing pretty well, but as Howard says, every month you're back to zero. On the sales floor, there's Art, Frank Buzlich. Like Howard, he's very much of the old school. He's one to keep an active file and follow up repeat customers over the years. Art's motto is, it's who knows you, not who you know. Art's doing pretty well with solid monthly sales. Then there's Robin, played by Kathleen Walker. She's working to be a salesman in Howard and Art's mold, but needs daily time away to balance job, daycare, and motherhood. Robin's acutely conscious she's the only woman on the floor. She's on the edge of not making enough sales to be kept on. The third member of the sales team is Gary, Brett Glodden. Gary's an arrogant young rebel who hates what he thinks is the sanctimony of the older salesman. He has no time for calling a down payment an initial investment or the monthly bill's installments. Gary's only concern is numbers, and he's currently riding the tide of the new internet contacts and racking up record sales. Cadillac begins and ends with a dream of one of Howard's oldest customers, Fred, played by Thomas Thompson. Fred's worked the same job for 42 years. He's put four children through parochial school and college and just paid off the mortgage on his house. He's ready for his dream car, a recent vintage Cadillac. In between, a lot happens in this richly detailed and powerfully imagined play. Bill Govea and Mary Carol Reardon appear as a couple of customers in a scenario that touches on all the tensions of car buying in a traditional marriage. It gives Govea his head snapping back and forth from salesman to finance manager and back again, while Reardon taps out a tempo, one of the longest and funniest pauses I've seen on stage recently. A can of worms is opened as the rebellious Gary taunts Howard into pushing him and then calls foul. He brings up a years-old charge on the finance manager that Gary says involved pushing a secretary. Howard's threatened. Art tries to help, and Robin is placed squarely in the middle. If Cadillac has a weak point, it's that playwright Jepson hasn't worked out a basis for Robin's apparently hysterical reaction. This aside, Cadillac is a fascinating inside look at a car dealership, the forces that drive it, the customers, the strategies of the business, and the salespeople who live in and through it. Cadillac is the maiden directing project for the Bloomington Playwrights Project's new artistic director, Chad Rabinovitz. Saturday night's performance was a gala with a gathering that began at the John Waldron Arts Center and proceeded with a limousine ride up the street to the Playwrights Project's theater on 9th. Following the play, there was a proclamation from Mayor Mark Cruzan declaring January 30th, 2010, as Bloomington Playwrights Project's Day. Though the mayor had to be away, an Elvis impersonating stand-in presented his pre-recorded message. Then playwright Bill Jepson was on hand for a talk back with the audience and actors. The finale was the dousing of all the lights at the BPP in a gesture toward conservation. The power's off for a week right through a candlelit Thursday night performance of Cadillac on February 4th. Cadillac continues at the Bloomington Playwrights Project through February 27th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.